I'm Gwen Uten with the VOA Special English Economics Report. President Bush says his choice for the next Secretary of Commerce, Carlos Gutierrez, understands business from bottom to top. Until his nomination, Mr. Gutierrez was chief of the food company Kellogg. But, as the president noted, Mr. Gutierrez took his first job there as a truck driver in Mexico City. Carlos Gutierrez is 51 years old. He was born in Cuba. He lived there until he was six. His parents exported pineapples from the island. However, the family members fled the communist takeover led by Fidel Castro. They came to the United States in 1960, but later moved to Mexico. That is where Mr. Gutierrez started at Kellogg in 1965. He quickly rose to supervisory positions in the Latin American, Canadian, United States, and Asian Pacific divisions. In 1998, he became president of the company. The next year, he became chief executive officer. Mr. Gutierrez is seen as a supporter of open trade. Under his leadership, Kellogg asked Congress to open United States markets to lower-priced foreign sugar. That has not happened. A Kellogg official called the current situation the worst form of protectionism. Kellogg is a major seller of processed food products. It is the world's largest maker of breakfast cereals. Mr. Gutierrez won praise as head of Kellogg. Sales and profits increased. The price of Kellogg's stock rose nearly 100%. Mr. Gutierrez expanded production in Mexico and closed the Kellogg factory in Battle Creek, Michigan. That is where the company started. The move saved money, but Michigan lost more than 500 jobs. The company still has its headquarters in Battle Creek. Kellogg announced that James Jenness will be its next chairman and chief executive officer. Carlos Gutierrez must be confirmed by the Senate to replace Donald Evans, who resigned. Congress created the Department of Commerce in 1903. The budget this year is more than $6,000 million. The Commerce Department supervises trade and intellectual property rights in the United States, and it helps American businesses compete in world markets. The department also includes the Census Bureau and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. This VOA Special English Economics Report was written by Mario Ritter.